Also, the WHO joined the EU and are suddenly warning against the booster shots. And it's the booster shots that are causing the majority of the problems. So when you see people with heart inflammation, sudden heart attack, you know, Bob Saget just died in his sleep. He got a booster. And some people are saying Betty White, but she was 100 years old. I mean, come on.
That won't kill you.
but there was the guy from The Bachelor died suddenly. There's all these people that are dying suddenly with no reason as to why they died. And no one's questioning it, right? People aren't questioning it. Well, they've had over a million documented, 33,000 adverse reactions documented. That's only 1%. So you have to times that, you know, by a pretty hefty number to get the real amount. And they've had over, 25,000 deaths attributed with documentation attributed to the vaccine. They stopped the swine flu after 50 deaths. We've had, I think it's over 21,000 deaths documented. That means all the people that die, like Bob Saget, will never be documented as a vaccine death. Most likely, though, it's probably why, but it won't be documented. So you can only imagine that's only 1%. So with over 200,000 deaths, at least right now in the United States, from the shots, from the boosters, pay attention. That's all I have to say. And over 10 million adverse reactions.
That is actually a third of the total supposed COVID deaths.
Yeah.
That we know aren't really 600,000.
Coming from the boosters.
Yeah.
Coming from the booster shots. So how many chances do you take with your life? Because it really depends on the lot you get and the batch you get.
Mm-hmm.
And the Slovenia nurses talked about that.
Yeah, that's a new truth that came out.
This is kind of like your, what we call a snap out of it moment.
Snap out of it!
And start realizing that it's the boosters. Do not go for the booster shots.
Well, they were in such a hurry, they did away with the section of the development called quality control.
Yeah, you're the test. You're the guinea pig. I don't know how many of you would knowingly sign up for a medical, like, experimental test. I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't go in to go get a drug. I'm a mom and a grandma. I would not go in to go get a test, to be part of a test study, right? Very few people will do that, but the whole populace is doing it now.
If you watch television, not a day goes by that you don't hear some type of a legal ad saying, did you ever take?
I know, right? You're right. You're right.
Except you can't do that with this.
And I was looking at all the different countries, the countries that were saying their advisories, you know. Do you know that all of them use the language, it may stop, it may, the vaccines may help you with COVID? Not that they would.
Yep.
Yeah. Just always look at the language. We'll be back tomorrow with Dr. Ben Carson, so make sure you're hanging out for that. Dr. Ben Carson will be on the show tomorrow.
Can't wait.
All right, you guys. See you tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you tomorrow.